What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller.
Hiya!
And that's Ninja Steve.
Booyah! And double hiya!
This is Thought Hour After Dark.
And it is dark.
It's pretty damn dark out here. I don't know what else to say, but it's entirely dark out here.
It's quite dark. It's darkalicious.
Where are we?
I honestly couldn't tell you.
I don't know either, but I think I see light. I hear something moving away.
I see trucks and things miles in the distance.
It's true. It's way out there.
It's going to definitely take us a little bit to get there.
Man. Just know that we're not anywhere near the Willow Terms. We're completely away from the Willow Terms.
We aren't anywhere near where we're supposed to be, but we're going to get there eventually, folks.
And you know what? I'm looking around and I'm seeing stars, and trust me, folks, I'm not looking in the mirror this time.
You know, we are definitely glad. I think we're back on Earth, though. This definitely looks like Earth to me.
Yeah, it definitely smells like Earth, and yeah, it tastes Earth. Like Earth. Well, yeah. This is a good run, no matter what
I guess we're back on Earth, Wasis.
Yeah, here we are, out in the middle of nowhere, stranded. We have to find a way to get back to the Willow Term somehow.
Thanks, guys.
Well, thanks for that.
Yeah.
Enjoyed the time, nonetheless, but...
Good job, aliens.
I guess really all we can do is just start walking.
Yeah, we will. I need to rest my legs for a sec, though.
Yeah, but probably some proper good stretching, maybe some DDP yoga.
That's good stuff, you know? It's good for you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I like giving myself DDT yoga.
Yo, DDT yoga.
Yeah.
I've heard about that.
Snake venom and arrogance to the face.
Oh, yeah?
So you just spray yourself and wear blindfold. On the seventh day.
That's good.
It's good stuff. It happens to people.
That's good.
Ugh.
Man, I just can't get over how dark it is out here.
Dude, it is like midnight times two.
And I don't think at all that anybody is going to know that we're out here. This is a situation where I hope these shoes can put one foot in front of the other and take me to my location of destination.
Hey, I'm going to agree with you. I can guarantee if I put two skeleton thumbs up to do some hitchhiking, no one could see them.
Oh,
it's
man.
That dark out here, folks.
No one's going to ever find us. We're going to be stuck out here forever.
Well, unless we walk.
Well, you know, I was going to get mechanical legs in preparation for situations like this, and I never did it.
You know, I need to get like a floating Professor X-style levitating wheelchair.
I thought you had one of those.
I used to, but I need a new one.
I thought you took it to the shop, and you said that it took him forever to get back to you about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I still haven't got it back yet. That's what happens when you try to put gold Daytons on one.
You know, you try to put some assessments on your situations, and you try to make them better, and people take advantage of it.
Basically.
Cool. What was that?
I don't know what that is.
Man.
Hey, but you know what? We should welcome them back, folks. We're doing stuff.
Yeah, we're back. We're out here. You know, I'm still kind of nervous about the situation. I'm glad to be back, folks. I'm glad to be talking to everybody, and I'm glad you're listening, but I'm a little nervous.
Well, it is definitely dark out where we're at, but we're accustomed to the darkness, so.
It's true, but this is a different kind of dark. When you're in the Willow Terms, you know that there's going to be skeletons with broken thumbs coming at you. That's something you come to expect.
Or decapitated falling heads.
Exactly, but out here?
Or random jugglers.
Jugglers? There are jugglers, too. Jugglers with broken appendages. And why they're broken? I don't know. Who keeps breaking them?
That's a question that needs to be asked later this season.
Oh, man.
Yes. But, yeah, we just got back. Interplanetary space tour. It was good.
I had a lot of fun. I met a lot of great people out there. And, you know, space is a huge place, and there's a lot of great people out there.
Yeah, in case you missed it, folks, while we were gone on a little vacation, me and Wasis Miller here, we did a live stand-up routines all over the Milky Way galaxy. And beyond.
You know, space was calling for a little bit of thought cast. And Wazis Miller and Ninja Steve, that's what we provide.
Yeah, we got picked up free of charge. We didn't even have to ask.
We didn't have to pay for it. That's true.
Yeah, it just kind of showed up. And they were like, hey, we got a gig for you guys. It's going to take you a month or two to get it taken care of.
I will say it was a little inconvenient. I wasn't really prepared for the timing when they showed up. We were filming an actual episode.
Exactly.
Not the most of courteous of spirits of people, but they had good intentions.
True. But those Nebulons, they know how to party, Doc.
Nebulons know how to party like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah, and I tell you. And the Quagalons, they're all right.
I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I picked up some bad habits on the road.
Yeah, oh, sure he did. You
it's
know.
A dangerous place out there in space, but know this, if you stay consistent and you provide comedy, they'll keep on having you there.
Hey, man, but once you've squeezed two squeed rats, you've never squeezed a squeed rat before, and until you've squeezed two of them and drank squeed rat juice, you've never lived.
Man, I spilled some on my shirt, though, I will say, and I had to throw it away. I had to completely throw it away because I couldn't get the stains out of it.
Well, it happens, you know. And, you know, sold out venues, Interterry Planet Domes, you name it, we played it. We've been there, we've done it.
I will say that we came up to fame real quick in space, but they don't seem to have a lot going on, and they really enjoyed our fine quality entertainment. So,
yeah,
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, they're big fans of Welcome Back Cotter and some other stuff from America, and they thought that our show would be just top notch for them, and it was.
And we did. And we met a lot of great people. We met we delivered some things that will probably save this planet from utter destruction for quite a while.
True. I did make a bargain or two and did some other things or two.
You can basically say that we were the Bruce Willis in Armageddon.
Pretty much.
And I'm proud of that.
But now, they didn't do a very good job of returning us to where they previously left us.
You know, sometimes people fly ships, and sometimes people just drive ships. And unfortunately, this was a situation of just driving ships. We got dumped out here in the middle of nowhere, and really all there is stars.
Yeah, we got stuck out by the B crew, and we got dropped off in our non-previous safe location.
That'll teach us for sparing our money on the flight back.
Yeah, it's like not saving in a hotel and dying in a dungeon. This is what just happened to us, folks. Just
not everybody can survive such odds. Unfortunately, and fortunately for you folks, we did.
Yeah, we did, and we're just glad to be back. We're going to eventually get on the road here. My legs are recharged. I know my buddy Wasis Miller has been rubbing himself down with that alien nerve gel.
Yeah, you know, like I said, folks, I picked up some bad habits on the road, and I got this nerve gel, and it's helping me get along.
Hey, you know, until you tried some alien nerve gel, you haven't tried it yet.
But just remember, folks, it's something that will be a part of your life for a very long time, so don't settle into it too easily.
Oh, man. But you know what, though? I'm telling you something, Wasis.
What's up, Ninja Steve?
I'm thirsty.
I am too.
Because that space beverages that they have out there just really aren't quite...
It's just not the same.
Yeah.
It's not the same of the fine quality products we have out here. You know, Swash. I never thought I'd have to say this, that I miss Swash Cola so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I could totally have a Swash.
And when we asked them for Swash Cola, they just looked at us awkwardly and started rubbing their tentacles on their arms. I don't know what it meant, but I was frightened by it.
Yeah, and they squeezed some stuff out and handed it to us, and we had to drink that, and it just wasn't pleasant.
Man.
Yeah, and space water just isn't very good water either.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not what you think, folks.
No, no.
It's not what you think.
It's definitely not what you think. But nonetheless, man, wait, we can get a couple of those. We can get a couple of cold cans of Frosty Swash when we get back to the crib.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. And I'm even ready for Uncle Bill's edible mammal bites. I could go down for some of that, too.
I could snabble on a bite or two, you know?
I'm just glad to be back to Earth. I will say, it was fun in space.
Have you dipped the mammal bits in spider sauce? Ooh. Double whammy?
Oh, man. See, yeah. I never even thought of that.
I know. Uncle Bill, he brings the delicious flavor, and he just constantly brings, you know, the business.
Strong work.
He's been known to do stuff.
Strong work.
I want
to
meet that
guy. We should try to get him into the show one time.
He knows what a phone is.
Ah, man. He would probably make a phone out of animals.
You know what we should do? We should pigeon mail him.
There we go.
Get some pigeons. We need Avon Feathers. He knows somebody.
Okay.
We know him from last year. Okay, call him up.
So you're saying, you're confirming to me right now, Ninja Steve, is Avon Feathers is still alive.
Well, we know people who know him. At least.
Okay.
So even if he's not alive, we could still get the information we deserve.
If you're listening right now, Avon Feathers, and you're still alive, I can't be confirmed or denied on your appearance and existence until you come back to Thought Hour After Dark and make an appearance. I don't care if Ninja Steve feels uncomfortable with it. You're always welcome on the show.
Yeah, and we're not allowed to talk about real things on the show, but I just want to say something. There was no shock and terror. That's all I got to say.
Oh, absolutely. And terror was non-existent.
Okay, but anyway, back to what we were talking about. More importantly, back to us getting home.
Yeah, we probably should try to figure that out because these willow terms aren't going to willow terms themselves.
Yeah, I guess. Let's get going.
All right.
Well, folks, this is probably the most entertaining part of the show.
Us walking and having to get back to where we need to go.
Yeah, and it's definitely not warm outside. I think it's like...
And I'm not going to lie to you, folks. I keep hearing weird noises. I'm trying to pretend like it's not real, but I'm mildly frightened.
Well, I'm getting a page.
You got a pager?
Yeah.
Wow, where'd you get that?
Well, it's a pager calendar.
Ah, fair
enough. It only tells me the date. It's good stuff. Man, hey, I do see some lights eventually, though.
Yeah, it looks like there are people driving. They're not driving in our direction, which doesn't help us a bit.
You never know. People drive real slow.
People have been known to drive. I know Teddy Hardcore, he drives all the time. He's always out there.
Yelling.
It'd be nice if he's
screaming.
He's always so worked up.
Man, we don't approve of his attitude on our show.
No, but see, that's the thing. We don't associate with people like that. I'm sorry, folks. Just ignore that last thing.
Yeah. Well, no, you know, there's people out there of the genre who appreciate the hardcoreness, and this is not something we deliver. We have a family format we follow here on the Thought Hour.
Well, plus not only that, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. We want you to listen to us at your slave labor. Mm-hmm. We want you to listen to us in front of your kids. Listen to us in front of your mom.
Yeah. Your mom loves to listen to us.
She does. She's our highest demographic on our YouTube page.
Yeah.
Hashtag true facts.
Do you know we are also quite popular at the dentist office?
Oh, I've not heard that yet.
Yes. Nothing is more important to listening to us while getting a root canal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it just helps. It melts the pain away.
Wow.
Because you're just intercepting the thought waves and you feel no pain.
You know what, Ninja Steve? I got to be honest with you. I'm really worried about dentists. You know why I'm worried about dentists?
Because they're a menace?
Well, they are a menace, but as a young child, I had a dream that dentists were taking teeth and grinding them up on spaghetti.
That's just disturbing.
It really freaked me out as a kid, and to this day, I will not go anywhere near a dentist.
Well, that's a dream that I wish I didn't have.
Yeah, it was a lot of frightening things to take in as a small youth. But those days are past, and now I have to just face it. I thought I saw something moving around in the shadows, and I'm really creeped out by it. But nonetheless.
Hey, I got nunchucks.
That's true, Ninja Steve.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And
we're
superior.
Good. Yeah.
And superior skills. I gotta stop for a minute.
Alright. Legs killing you?
Yeah. The space cream only goes so far.
Yeah. Well, we were playing some medieval space racquetball, and Wasis Miller threw out his kneecap.
You know,
Chitarans
don't
play fair.
They don't. Yeah. You gotta understand sometimes when you play to the full capacity of the limit, you could break down. But just continue the match. Pedigree somebody through a table. Do what you gotta do.
Just keep it going on, okay?
Strong work.
Dude, it is definitely dark out.
Man, I can honestly tell you that we're pretty far out. And if we ever, for some reason, decide to do another space tour, we're going to set up a rider, and we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, we definitely need to talk to our travel agent and make sure that this doesn't happen. Get Gilbert Godfrey on the phone and make that happen.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I know Gilbert Godfrey's one person that would make sure and take care of us.
Yeah, definitely. He would make things happen.
You know, I keep seeing lights way up in the distance, Ninja Steve.
Well, there might be some trucks. Get on there.
Oh, man. I know it's kind of creepy and kind of reminds me of highballing a little bit, but it would be awesome if we could get it picked up from a truck driver.
Yeah.
Man, that would be...
I mean, heck yes.
Heck yeah. Good thing we bought that diamond embroidered horse into the studio.
Yeah.
I know he's not out here to take care of that, but, well.
I heard him.
What was that? I don't know. What is that?
I don't know. I don't know if I like the sound of that.
Yeah, way in the distance, I'm kind of thinking that might be some kind of vehicle, but.
Creeping really slow.
It's going really, really slow. I don't know, Ninja Steve. What do you think about this?
Hey, a ride's a ride, homie.
I guess so, and I gotta tell you, Wasis Miller, he's not gonna burn out these $3,000 million any shoes on walking out in these backcountry roads no more.
Straight up. So
you know how hard it was to tour to get these shoes? I toured my face off.
Hey, I'm gonna stick out my skeleton thumbs, see if we can get a ride here, okay?
All right.
They're gonna get by us eventually.
I'm sorry, folks, this space gel is really just kinda working its way through my brain.
Straight up.
Hashtag skeleton thumbs.
Alright.
It seems to work on Twitter. Maybe it'll work on look, the lights.
Slowing down.
Looks like it's slowing down. This might be a good thing, folks.
Heck yeah.
Man, we could be getting back to the Willow Times.
Yeah. We could at least get a ride out of this place.
Yeah, man, because this place,
we are.
You know, I didn't want to say anything because I don't believe in cross-mutated genetics that much, but I'm pretty sure that I just saw a rodent small wolf.
It could have been a miniature wolf.
It could have been. Could have been a rodent small wolf.
Could have been a guinea pig wolf.
It could have been the flying
guinea wolf.
The flying guinea wolf.
Guinea wolves happen out here in the willow, out in the wild.
On the wild terms
yeah.
of that which we are. It looks like he's coming to a complete stop.
Oh, he's definitely making a turn.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling
That's
in.
True. Perfect. This is exactly what we need.
All right.
It's taken him quite a while, but folks, looks like he's pulling in. Thank you.
It's a big rig.
Yeah, this is really...
Dude, biggin'.
It's rather nice. I mean, yeah, look at her shirt. It's kind of weird, but nonetheless, like...
Thanks, hey.
Thanks for the ride, Mike.
Thanks for the ride, lady.
We really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, well, looks like she's not got much to say. Well, we just need a ride to,
Willow Terms?
The Willow Terms. Are you aware of the location of the Willow Terms? There's a small turnoff close to the sign that says Willow Terms. If you just drop us off there, we'll be good to go.
Yeah, it's next to Parts Unknown.
Yeah.
Right there. Thank you. Okay.
And,
Yeah. Hey, I'm Ninja Steve. This is my buddy, Wasis Miller.
I'm Wasis Miller. I'm sure you guys have heard of us. We're...
Yeah, we do a show. It's called Thought Hour After Dark. Have you ever heard of it? No?
All right, well...
Hey, this shoulder's pretty cold.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay. She's probably traveled a long time. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. You can tell us your name if you want to, whatever, it's fine. We just need a ride to the Wheel of Terms, and that would be really much appreciated. It's dark, there's a lot of weird stuff going on out here. We just want to get out of here.
On this very night, 10 years ago, along the same stretch of road, in a dense fog, just like this, I saw the worst accident I ever seen.
What happened tonight? Because I don't know. I haven't been near a calendar in a little while. I don't know what season it is anymore.
There was this sound, like a garbage truck dropped off the Empire State Building.
Well, I've seen some pretty bad car wrecks myself. I think Ninja Steve has probably caused a bunch of car wrecks. But
hey, when you cut brake lines, car accidents happen.
They have to.
Pretty much.
You do what you got to do to get through the day.
Yeah, or put some bananas in a tailpipe.
Ooh, strong work.
And when they finally pulled the driver's body from the twisted, burning wreck, it looked like this.
Well, I appreciate the ride. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Thanks, lady.
Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen.
What was your name again?
Be sure and tell him Large Marge sent ya.
Okay, will do, lady. Hey, at least she dropped us off, though.
Whoa.
All right, well, that was the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for telling us, Large Marge. We'll be on our way. Thanks for getting us to the Willow Terms. We will go on our way now.
Yeah, thank you. It's good to be home.
Yeah, wow, it's an honor to be back in the Willow Terms. I'm glad we're finally here.
Maybe. That was one time my ninja skills just weren't feeling up to par that time.
You know, it's not every day that you travel the backsides and the backsides of the roads and come across people that are frightening. No, yeah. Actually, you do. That was a bold-faced lie. That happens more often than it should. And folks, remember, if you're going to be out and about and you're going to be traveling the free roads, stay away from Large Marge.
Yeah, because that stuff is scariness.
It was. That's pretty damn frightening. We saw aliens, folks. We just got back from space. And I'll tell you what. Aliens are a lot less frightening than that woman was.
Yeah, definitely. And I've been to Walmart.
I've been there once or twice, too.
And I've been there at 2 a.m., and I've seen some things.
I hear that's the time of the beast. But nonetheless, folks, we're back in the Willow Terms. We're getting ready to go settle back in, and I'm just excited that it's...
Hey, we got a lot of fan mail.
We did. We did.
Hey.
It appears that we did. That's really good to know.
Okay, maybe we got a check from Stitcher Radio.
Yeah, I doubt that'll happen.
Yeah, well, hey, we'll still plug them anyway.
Yeah, Stitcher Radio.
Yep.
But nonetheless,
thanks,
folks...
Thanks for the money, Stitcher.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. I appreciate that banking account extension that you gave me the other day. It's really strong work.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
That's okay. It's better than getting the Album of the Year cover or whatever.
Yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't either.
But it's okay. I know Frank Black's the Teenager of the Year.
He does, he does. He has a strong work in Pac-Man skills.
Yeah, he's been known to do that. And Billy Mitchell. They played Pac-Man together.
They did. They got sore thumbs in unison together. And that really wasn't a thing that they had to worry about.
They were playing Duelo Pac-Man.
Duelo Pac-Man?
Yeah.
Man, I've never actually played Duelo Pac-Man.
Have you ever played Pac-Man, a Bangy Deathmatch version of Pac-Man?
No.
Yeah, where you have to tape your hand to the joystick, dude.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's pretty dangerous.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, if you lose, you get your hand cut off.
What's the lifespan of a person in that sport?
Not very long. Hmm. There's only like 2-3 guys that are champions.
Oh, wow. That makes perfect sense. Really? Yeah. Strong work.
I'm pretty good at it. You want to play? Probably not. All right.
No. I'm just excited to be back in the
world. Same here, man. Let's get up in this studio and let's get back to work, man. We got a whole new season of Thought Hour After Dark to be filming here. And we got Deckard Cain, our main man. We know he's got a big fat paycheck coming.
Yeah, Deckard Cain, where were you in the middle of all this? I see you just standing there smiling, looking ever so unassuming of what's going on.
Yeah, you know how to pick up the cell phone?
Gosh.
Yeah, page a mofo.
Yeah, you could at least Ninja Steve carries his pager diligently. Yeah. You got that for him, and you're not even returning calls.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't even know what to say. I'm just glad we're back. I'm really glad that we have all the festiveness of Uncle Bill's Edible Animal Bites and all the great things in this studio.
Yeah, just all the, well, we got other things in the studio, too.
We do.
We got lots of stuff.
We got lots of great stuff. This is a great studio.
Yeah, we have a moonroof.
We do have a moonroof. But you know what? I got to be honest with you. I'm frightened by the moonroof now. Because you never know who's going to come pick you up through the moonroof.
As long as we don't got to... Yeah, we got to keep that thing closed.
We do. We got to put some diamond embroidered power bracelets on the top of it.
Or something.
And maybe that'll slow it down from opening.
Well, we need to make sure our agent discusses that with us next time so that doesn't happen.
Yeah. You know, space talents, they don't cohere to the rules of SAGs and BAGs and all those things like normal people do. So sometimes they just force you into gigs.
Yeah, it happens. So, yeah, it's good to be back.
Yeah, it's an honor to be back, and strong work. Out there in the wild blue yonder, space is an entirely bigger place than most people understand. There's lots of different things going on out there in space. Families are settling down, wagons are passing through the space. Horses are out there roaming free, and men are out there breaking the law just as well. But nonetheless, in times of darkness, there's people who take care of the people out there with the train trestles and the mountains and the space trees and the space grass. And sometimes if you look even farther west, you can see a space hare passing by. But it doesn't matter too much to the space hare if he doesn't have to catch himself a space tortoise. And that space tortoise will shine a boot. Families are raising their kids, shooting bows and learning how to live like space folks do. Space Indians are out there building cars and living their life like they do. But everything isn't always what it is on everything day. Because sometimes in space, as big as it can be, small things are happening to big people. And on this particular day out there in space, things weren't going the way of the sheriff.
I can't believe I've been shot.
What happened, Paul?
I got shot. That dang Roscoe. I knew I was gonna get him one of these days, but he got me.
I can't believe that happened to you, Pa. I can't believe that somebody would shot. You're the sheriff of space. You're the toughest man anybody's ever seen.
I was tough. But that was another time. Now it's your time to be the man that I need you to be.
I don't think I can do it, Pa. I don't know if I can go on without you, Pa. You need to be here.
Space is a big place out there, and they need a sheriff. They need a sheriff to sheriff space. Here's my badge. Take it. It's yours.
Your badge, Pa? Okay.
If you're going to be the sheriff of space, you're going to be able to need to take out the bad guys. Ugh, like I did for all those years. Ugh. Here's my belt and my guns. Don't forget, these guns come from a long, long time ago. So you need to take good care of them. All right? Take great care of these guns. Use them well. And I'll tell your mother I love her. And I'll tell her hi for you.
Pa? Are you all right, Pa? Pa? Pa?
And it was on that day that one journey ended and another began in space. Of all the things going on in space, it was on that day that it finally became what it truly needed to be after so long. The tribes have gotten together and a mourn the passing of a great man, but the legacy of another man was soon to unfold across space and down yonder.
Space Cowboy 2000.
Oh, folks, I tell you what, welcome back. Thought Hour After Dark.
It's nice to get cozy up in the studio.
Man, I tell you what, this has got to be the best I felt in a long time. When you're out in the space and you're touring around, it feels good to really be out there in the space and touring around, but nothing feels better than being home.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people here and all over the universe of our universe that matter to us, that needed us.
Absolutely.
We know there's a lot of people out there that wanted us, but there's people here that need us.
You know,
and we're here for you.
You're going to see some new things in this new season, folks. I'm really glad that you enjoyed season one as much as you did.
We have new guests.
We have new guests. We have people coming in.
We have more people who know Dan Manley.
Absolutely.
On the show this year.
Oh, man.
I know it.
That's a huge honor.
I know. Dan Manley.
And
greatest
from,
battle cat racer
And
ever.
From what I'm being told also, we're getting a janitor. We're getting a janitor for the studio. He comes in next Tuesday.
Hey. Bonus.
Strong work. I'm excited for that. I don't know what he's going to do or why Deckard Cain decided we need a janitor. I don't know if he's telling us we're sloppy or make messes, but...
Well, I've been making a couple messes.
Oh, no. You're back to that again, aren't you?
No, not that kind of mess.
Oh. Well, that's good because sometimes that's just how it happens.
Hey, you know, there's a lot of blood in a body.
It does. It does.
Anyway.
I can't really say much, folks. Like I admitted previously in this episode, I've been on the road and I've picked up some bad habits. But I'm not going to let my bad habits destroy this show, and I'm not going to let this show destroy my bad habits.
Don't become the Marty Jannetty of the show.
I'm going to really try not to. See, me and Ninja Steve, we function as a team. We're not like, I don't know how you would say it. We're not like tandeming or nothing, but at the same time, Ninja Steve and Wazus Miller's double action power kick thrust of doom will rule.
It's like Billy and Jimmy Lee. You can't just have one dragon.
Absolutely.
You got to have two.
And if you don't have two dragons, you're just going to have one leftover fish.
Yeah. And then when you have one leftover fish, you got hungry tuna. And then there's nobody wants hungry tuna.
Oh, Ninja Steve. You know what I just thought about?
What?
Speaking of leftover fish, when was the last time you went back to your place and checked on your fish?
Hey, dude, what happened to Cheetor?
Oh,
I didn't go check on him.
You went right to the Willow Terms. You didn't even go check on your fish.
Hold on. He's doing okay.
Oh, okay. Whew.
Yeah.
Ninja Steve just turned to a vapor of dust real quick. That was kind of weird and awkward, but hey.
Hey, you in Cleveland? Your mom's watching you watch this show. Watch
yeah,
out.
Cleveland, you need to slow down. You need to stop pushing your conundrums on folks.
Yeah, so just be careful. I saw that.
I tell you what, folks. I don't know what happened there. I must have glitched. Space has a way of doing weird
things.
Space glitches. You know, I can honestly say at one point in time, when we were being abducted and pulled up into that spaceship, I thought that there was something else behind it. I didn't think that it was our agents. I didn't think that we were getting ready to go on the biggest space tour of all time.
Many a galaxy was toured and conquered.
It was, in
dominated.
A short span of time. But that's because in the time of space on Earth, it goes by much faster.
Yeah, because when it's the further away you get from the sun, the slower the rotation happens, dog.
It's very
and
true.
Everybody knows that.
And you know something, folks? I started this show as a young man. I have now aged.
Hey, I started this show as an old man, and I'm a young man now.
Hey,
I have de-aged.
Space will do some very interesting things to people.
It does. It definitely rejuvenates the fluids. It can happen.
It can. I could see that would be a place to go get some fulfillment.
Yeah, or rejuvenation of the fluid department.
You know, I can honestly tell you one time, back in the 70s, I was in an obscure knife fight one time, and I took 3 different knife wounds to the right side of my left. And you know what? I went into a rejuvenation chamber, and I have become a better man ever since that day.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what? Just because you're wearing a pink shirt, you're still a bad man.
No, exactly.
Hey.
I still flaunt the fact that I have a bad man, and I don't care if Yamcha likes her or not. I'm going to take her.
Deal with that. I don't care how many home runs you hit, Yamcha.
You got to understand something, folks. It's all about furthering your seed. If you can't put your seed out there, what are you going to do?
Further other people's seed?
There could be that, but still, no matter what, if a man dies of a viral heart disease, who's going to take care of his family?
True.
I mean, you gotta.
You want to know an off-kilter fact, Wasis Miller?
What's
just
that?
In the blue, the average man's penis is 3 to 5 inches.
Heard this.
And the average vagina is 5 to 7 inches.
Oh, man.
Okay, which leaves 2 inches of unused vagina.
Wow.
So if you were to gather up all the women in the world and all the unused vagina in the world, there's an actual enough unused vagina to go around the earth twice.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a very strange fact, but I'm you can hashtag true facts that. That's a real situation.
Yeah. So you know what that means? More vagina needs to be filled up.
You know what, folks? I think we should start an awareness campaign. It's good that season 2 is starting off this way, because I think it's strong to admit that it's time that we stop letting vaginas not get used.
Yeah. And I doubt this is actually going to even make it into the show. But nonetheless, that's important information for the kids.
You know, it does. And whatever happens on the show or makes it to the show or doesn't go on the show, just remember, folks, stay strong.
Yeah, stay strong. And we're just glad that we're back. We're glad that we got Deckard Cain with a sheer ample abundance of guests for us to do this season and have on the show. And it's definitely going to be a good. I'm getting positive vibes.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is
sunny days.
These sunny days in Hazel Maze. I'm not going to lie to you, folks. Season 2 is going to be so action-packed. It's going to be almost like you got kicked in the first round in the face by an Asian guy with a beard.
Dude, it's going to be like somebody swept the leg, and then Mr. Miyagi gave you a leg rub down and told you to get back out there.
And then carried you, after you got back out there, to that high post. And he pushed you down that post, and all you could hang on was a little tree.
Yeah, and then you're like, why is Jaden Smith here? I don't know what's going on.
And you know what? Next thing you know, he gets challenged by another kid. And then next thing you know, Jackie Chan has to show up. I don't know why these things happen.
Hey, who knows? Who cares? All that matters, Thought After Dark season 2 is back in full effect. It's like the rump shaker, you know.
The dump taker.
Yeah.
The file faker.
Yeah, man. And all you got to do is zoom, zoom, zoom on your boom, boom. So ladies, shake the rump.
Yeah, don't be afraid to shake that rump. Shake it like you got it. Just wanna rock and roll now.
It's like.
Always know who we are.